Marcus Sherrills from his own 35, heads to the right side, turns the corner near side to the 40, to the 50, and Sherrills has one guy to beat. 25-20, gets a block from Hunter. Touchdown!
Isn't it great when good things happen to good people like Marcus?
It is. Marcus works real hard every day. He's a guy that tries to do everything right, works really hard in practice, and the guys appreciate giving him the opportunity to return a punt for the touchdown.
What is it with Teddy and his demeanor late in tight games? I know you lost the game at Denver, but his fourth quarter was phenomenal. He didn't have a great game, you know, through most of the Chicago game, but then final two drives, 6 of 8, 106, and that touchdown to Diggs.
Teddy looks left, fires, caught! Stephon Diggs, and he spins to the 30, 20, 15, 10, and touchdown! Stephon Diggs! Way to steal the show, Stephon!
When the game gets on the line, you know, you see the true competitors come out. He's a guy that really performs well under pressure. He did that great last week in Chicago. You know, that's one of the great things about him. You never feel like you're out of a football game.
Has Stephon Diggs already become one of the more focused, intense guys on your team?
Stephon works very, very hard at getting better. He wants to be a very good football player. Every day in practice, he catches a lot of balls. He works hard at it. He works hard at his craft. And he studies to understand exactly what he's supposed to do as well.
We have a couple of cool plays for the head coach to analyze from the victory over the Chicago Bears. Let's go to the film.
I believe it's the first punt of the ball game. Danelle Hunter, who's rushing, who'd been rushing on the wing, he did this all day. He had a chance to put some pressure on the punter to give us a chance to get a good return. But you see the double team down here on the bottom. Sendejo and Trey are both doing a good job on the gunner. Marcus gets a good punt. The thing that's good about it, you see Brandon Watts here, who pulls off. You get a little chip by Adam Thielen, and then you watch down here. Blanton does a good job on his guy.
Yeah.
And you know the good thing about this is we don't have anybody holding, we don't have anybody hitting guys in the back, but we do a nice job on the gunner, and then Marcus gets to the perimeter, and we're off to the races.
And here's Danielle Hunter leading the way.
Part of this all starts with the holdup. You know, you see our guys trying to really hold their guys up. Scott Crichton does a good job on 52 here. Blanton gets a hold of 33, and then we're trying to push on the backside. But this allows, you know, what Hunter is doing here allows 36 to be late involved in it, and then they also start getting out of their lane. So we do a nice job setting up the wall over here on the left. You see Crichton come in there, Hunter come in there, Edmund Robinson, 51, who does a good job and actually pulls off the hit because that would be a block in the back. So that's something that Mike Prefer's doing a very good job with, the field position plays, but also with understanding where the blocks can occur.
What a great play. 52, linebacker for the Chicago Bears. Kind of a rough day for him, as we're about ready to see.
We're actually in 22 personnel, and then we're running a little pull with the offside. Mike Harris pulls around. Pruitt gets a little chip on the outside linebacker. Khalil and Fusco do a really nice job on the three technique and knock them down, or the five technique in this case. And then And then Zach Lyon comes in there and blows up the linebacker.
Holy cow, look at that. Oh.
Yeah. So that's a good run. We get Adrian on the safety, and unfortunately for us, the safety made a good play on that one particular run. But you can see on the front side, we do a great job with really Fusco and Khalil. They knock the three technique down. We've got Zach pulling around for the front side linebacker. Michael, his job is to occupy the outside linebacker and then move up to the next guy, and it gives Harris a chance. So you see here we get three people on the ground with the defensive end, the outside linebacker, and the inside linebacker all get on the ground. You know, this is a well-blocked play and well-designed.